We're at the airport in St. Croix. We just landed, and they've been offloading lots of medical supplies and water from the transport plane, and they're getting ready to bring some patients onto the plane.
How many crew members are there that took the flight from MacDill Air Force Base, and do you have an idea of how many patients are going to be picked up?
Well, there's about a dozen crew members. They're made up of flight nurses, doctors, and there's even a special critical care team on here that can take care of patients who are in critical condition. It's basically, they operate an intensive care unit inside the aircraft. So they're set up to take care of anything from dialysis patients to people with very serious needs. They were told there would be 11 patients that are coming on board today, but the last time that they were told 11 patients would come on board, they ended up getting 60. So they really don't know what to expect when they land in St. Croix. Basically, they get an update on who they think is going to be on the plane, and then they got to deal with whoever walks on.
Where are you going to, and how critical is it that you move quickly in getting the patients to where they need to go?
They're on the ground just long enough to turn the plane over from a transport plane to a medical plane. So if you can imagine, they have to take all the pallets of supplies off and then put stretchers, basically set up stretchers on the plane. And that takes about 3 hours to get everybody on there. And then we'll go straight to Columbia, South Carolina, where they will take them to a hospital near the airport there.
Are there crews already set to go in Columbia?
Yeah, they will be in communication with the crew on the ground in Columbia so that once this plane lands, those patients will begin to get all the services they need.
Have the crews that you're working with today, have they been on other missions earlier this week?
Yes, this is the second flight that this crew has been on to St. Croix. They've been running these operations since Saturday. They switch out the crews and the medical team. This medical team, I'm told, is from MacDill. These are teams that they train to go into war zones like Afghanistan, put patients on the plane, and fly them out. And these patients are in critical condition. So this is what they train for. But this is only the second time they've had a humanitarian mission like this. The first was Katrina, and that was only a few dozen patients. So this is the largest humanitarian mission that the Air Force has ever taken.
When you arrived in St. Croix, what's it look like? What's your sense of the damage that Hurricane Maria has placed on the island?
Oh, yeah. They put us in the cockpit when they were flying in, and we got a bird's-eye view of all the damage that has occurred here. And it's pretty significant. There are roofs off houses. There are trees down. It kind of, if I could describe it, it looks like you would see like the path of a tornado, except the path of destruction is far wider. And, you know, all the palm trees, the palm fronds are just pointed in one direction. It's really an eerie thing to look at.
This is not a luxury flight from what I can tell.
No, absolutely not. It is basically benches, it's hot, it's loud, and it took about 3 hours, 4 hours to get here. Everyone who gets on this plane is extremely grateful to get out of here and go to where they can get some care. So they're happy to get on this plane.